President Trump gave his first speech to a joint session of Congress last night. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson was listening in, and she noticed something different about his tone.
This was a kinder, gentler Donald Trump. His first speech to a joint session of Congress was a rhetorical course correction. He started by acknowledging Black History Month and condemned the kind of violence his critics say he has tacitly encouraged.
Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms.
After a rocky first month that saw his approval ratings slide to historic lows, the speech was a chance for Trump to reset his relationship with the public and Congress. He reverted to a more traditional approach to foreign policy, reassuring European allies who have been unsettled by Trump's repeated disparagement of the transatlantic alliance.
We strongly support NATO, an alliance forged through the bonds of two world wars that dethroned fascism and a Cold War, and defeated communism.
But he returned to his demand that the Allies increase defense spending.
And now, based on our very strong and frank discussions, they are beginning to do just that. In fact, I can tell you the money is pouring in. Very nice.
Trump also suggested that for all of his harsh rhetoric about immigrants, he was open to comprehensive immigration reform, which usually includes a pathway to legalization for undocumented immigrants in the U.S.
I believe that real and positive immigration reform is possible as long as we focus on the following goals: to improve jobs and wages for Americans, to strengthen our nation's security, and to restore respect for our laws. If we are guided by the well-being of American citizens, then I believe Republicans and Democrats can work together to achieve an outcome that has eluded our country for decades.
This was the most conventional speech Trump has ever delivered. He stuck to the teleprompter and, for the most part, sounded like an ordinary Republican president. There was no praise for Vladimir Putin, no attacking the press as enemies of the people. In fact, Trump only mentioned the media once. Republicans on Capitol Hill were thrilled as Trump embraced their goals for corporate tax reform and what he promised would be massive tax relief for the middle class. But he also called for a $1 trillion infrastructure program and promised a new entitlement for family leave, two things Republicans may not be as enthusiastic about. He didn't say how he would pay for all those programs, and he only offered general guidance for replacing Obamacare.
First, we should ensure that Americans with pre-existing conditions have access to coverage and that we have a stable transition for Americans currently enrolled in the health care exchanges. Secondly, we should help Americans purchase their own coverage through the use of tax credits and expanded health savings accounts. But it must be the plan they want, not the plan forced on them by our government. Thirdly, we should give our state governors the resources and flexibility they need with Medicaid to make sure no one is left out.
But all three of those points are hotly contested on Capitol Hill. The most emotional moment of the evening came when the president acknowledged Karen Owens, the widow of Navy SEAL Ryan Owens, who died in the controversial raid on a terrorist camp in Yemen. Earlier in the day, Trump had distanced himself from the raid, saying his generals, quote, lost Ryan. But last night, he singled out Owens' widow as she sat in the gallery, tears streaming down her face.
Ryan died as he lived, a warrior and a hero, battling against terrorism and securing our nation.
While the picture Trump painted last night was one he's painted before, drugs pouring in over the border, illegal immigrants and terrorists killing Americans, plus a stagnant economy, the presentation was less dark and divisive than his inaugural address. Trump himself seemed to acknowledge it was time for something new, more uplift, and less American carnage.
The time for small thinking is over. The time for trivial fights is behind us.
So does that mean there will be no more trivial fights about crowd size, Ivanka's fashion line, or Saturday Night Live? If so, this speech will have marked the long-awaited pivot to a more presidential President Trump. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.